بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. Began the discussion of the beautiful name of Allah جل جلاله الباعث الباعث الشهيد, as we read in the 99 beautiful names of Allah تبارك وتعالى. الباعث دعينا نتا الباعث the resurrector. As we had discussed before, Ba'ath refers to send, awaken, or to give rise to. So Al-Ba'ith will mean, is that being who sends messengers to the nations with his commandments. This is to the rahmat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When insan will go astray, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sends the messenger with the message, and remind them. وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَىٰ خَلَافِهَا نَذِيرٌ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, in every ummah, in every nation, we send a warner to them. So we send a warner to them to warn them. And this word nadir also, which Allah Pak uses in the Quran Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also called nadir. Nadir refers to a warner, not a person who threatens people, but a person who warns with shafaqa and with compassion and muhabbat. So Allah Ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam as a mercy to connect the creation to the Creator. And that also is our responsibility. To work on those in our families. وَأَنْذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ لِتُنْذِرَ أُمُ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. Different levels. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was sent. That warn your family members. The أُمُ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا. People of your city and the surroundings. And then you've been sent to entire humanity and mankind. So you are warned to every person. وَشَفَقَ مُحَبَّةً. Connect them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When insan went astray, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Nabi to warn them and to connect them back to Allah jalla jalaluhu. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-ba'ith. Allah ta'ala sends the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. The second interpretation of the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, al-ba'ith, is that being who sends sustenance to his servant from such places where he never imagined, even though he does not earn. Allah ta'ala sends it. How much is designated, how much stipulated, that is by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How it will come to you, doesn't matter how many shops you have, doesn't matter what a degree you have, doesn't matter how hard you work. As we mentioned, this mudakara we have to make every week with our families, with ourselves. That we have this mindset, the harder I work, the more I will earn. The more I will earn, the more I can buy. The more I can buy, the more things I will have. The more things I will have, the more comfortable I will be. The more comfortable I will be, the more happy I will be. Doka is a deception. To reach that happiness, they gave us all the stages of life. Whereas Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says that person wants happiness and he wants peace of mind, he wants happiness of the heart. Then he says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it in only and only and only three things and nowhere else. Yes, dunya will buy you comfort, won't buy you happiness. You can be most comfortable right now, but depressed, not happy. Things aren't going right in my life, but have all the facilities person has in his life, it will not bring him happiness. Happiness is something Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart. The happiness is connected to the commands of Allah, to the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. When we discuss Muhammadur Rasulullah, we say that complete and total success is only the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other lifestyle. There's no happiness there. It might only look happy, but it's fake. Is it the real happiness? Real happiness belongs where Allah Ta'ala has kept it. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, Allah Ta'ala has kept happiness, contentment of the heart only in three things. And he was saying, Salah, Dhikrullah, Tilawatul Qur'an. In Salah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would say, Arihna ya Bilal, aqim as-salah. Oh Bilal, give us comfort. Arihna means give us comfort, rahat. Give us comfort of our hearts, O Bilal. Aqim is-salah, give the iqamat for namaz. Let's start namaz. Brings me happiness and joy when I'm standing before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned, more or less, qurratu ayni fi salah. The coolness of my eyes is in salah. When I'm seeing somebody performing salah, when I'm performing salah, it gives me coolness of my eyes, of the heart. Today I can gaze from that now. What is the quality of my salah? In and out, what do you say? Up and down, kiss the ground and back to town. Back to work quickly, finish namaz quickly, back to work, back to work, back to work. They'll be giving the staff deadline of 1 o'clock, be back at work. All deadline for namaz. Then that is cutting it short from dunya. You want overtime. Give us overtime. Give us overtime. But salah, then there is difficulty. So we can gauge now. How much am I enjoying my namaz right now? I'm just checking time. Last one in and the first one out. Quickly, quickly. Park the car. Block everybody also. Because I'm coming out now. I'm leaving quickly. So we find how we're going to get the happiness of the heart. When it comes to the masturat, I want to learn. We love the Shaykh Mu'ana Abdul Hamid Sahib, the barakat, Allah Ta'ala give us rahat, afid, good health and sukoon. Hazrat says that when you come masturat also, the ladies at home, when they're performing salah, they hardly finish, make the first salam. They're already saying, check the stove is on, put the kettle on. Say, where's the mind? That one is still on. Now, the body is in salah, but the mind is in the kettle, in the oven, on the stove, everywhere else. Everywhere else, and then the phone also now is vibrating. Vibrating the concentration away. So much of within the house, no concentration in salah. And then to last minute they read namaz. Asr namaz delayed every day till makruh time. Asr salah should be read minimum at least half an hour before sunset or is makruh. Disliked by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When it comes to the masturat, for them the mustahab and the commendable, desirable time for their salah is awwal waqt. Soon as the time sets in, read namaz finish. Read your salah, now you're free for the family. Not last minute, we're rushing now. How many minutes left for Zuhar namaz? How many minutes left for Asr namaz? Maghrib salah also delayed. Husband comes home, now she's in the musalla. By that time she should be finished with all her ma'amulat. Now she's ready for the family. Isha salah also, awwal waqt for the masturat. So, check the namaz also, the concentration in the namaz. Am I concentrating? What level am I connecting to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Ask myself also, that today Isha Salah, Imam Sabin Salam Salam, just try to recall what surah he read Isha Namaz. I really can't remember what surah Imam Sab read. Whether Imam Sab himself remembers also, whether his mind was there. So, and ask him a surah at home, what they read now, in the first rakat, second rakat, when he comes to a hubby, when he comes to a husband, in his first rakat now, was the first shop, second rakat was second shop, third rakat was third shop, fourth rakat was the fourth shop with the supplier. When the masturat, their first rakat was either mutton tarkari, the chicken tarkari. It was the menu for the week. Ask what she read in namaz, can't remember. Whether inna atina, qul huwa Allah, but the namaz just finished and years carrying on. Allah Ta'ala made us for ibadat. Allah Ta'ala made us for ibadat. To make that food ibadat also, and preparing the food for namaz. So I get strength for namaz. Yes, when it comes to, he also has it so compassionate. He said, for those masturat that have children, that need the mother, for them there is no nafil namaz. Then nafil ibadat is tarbiyat of the children. Read your faraiz, read your sunnat, and attend to the children. Allah Ta'ala will give you the reward of all the nafil. Quran tilawat, a little bit you can make, alhamdulillah. Send, give time to the children. Make the tarbiyat, make sure they are taken care of. There's all the nafil. That to now, the modern mother doesn't want that. Put the child in the crash or crash? In the crash. At 3 years old, by 13 he crash. He has more muhabbat for the nanny than for the mother. More muhabbat for the domestic, the helper, than the mother. Domestic washing him, cleaning him, bathroom, toilet, whether istinja is correct, whether teaching him sunnahs of eating, bismillah, du'as, right hand, is growing up like that. Now why we are saying this, my dear brothers, many, many people have told us to come to him. Now they change their lives, they go to Hidayat, and then they say, but Mawlana, my parents, I feel nothing for them. They didn't give me deen. I just grew up at home like that. They didn't teach me anything. I grew up like jahil. They just gave me dunya, the domestic took care of me, and now I don't really feel owned in that house also now. Because there's no connection between the hearts. The mother has to have pain for this child. Muhabbat and time for this child, to make tarbiyat of this child. What this child must become. This child, when you say become, the child must become a sadqa jariya for me. The child must become a sadqa jariya for me. That's my investment. For that mother, I'm going to the qabr. My child will be walking to the musalla, reading Quran, making dhikr, going for gush, going in the path of Allah, going to majalis. He's doing the majlis, he's giving the bayan, he's doing the imamat, and the mother is smiling in the qabr. Subhanallah. This is my investment. That child is a sadqa jariya. Yes, we have ambitions for the children, that they must have a certain degrees. Nothing wrong with it. We need the doctors, we need the lawyers, we need the accountants, we need all of them. The problem is in the environment where they're studying. Now some people say, ulama are banging out universities and the colleges and the doctors and the lawyers. Is that that? The thing is, the environment you're going into. So we're giving a warning that you're going there because you want to go, we can't stop you, but go with some consciousness of deen and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go with taqwa and iman. Don't lose it there. And as those, as our brothers in the varsities, how many girls got lost? Became alcoholic, became drug addicts, started going out with other boys. And how many boys got lost? Good boys. So, that's why we say, be careful, take care of iman and taqwa. But coming back, Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, Allah Ta'ala has kept sukoon of your life only in three things in salah. Salah, they say, seekne ki cheez hai. Baab ka miras nahi hai. They say, salah is not the inheritance of your father. He said, this is something to learn. I have to learn namaz. How do I perform my namaz correctly? Today we check ourselves also, check so many of our satis. When it comes to holding their hands in namaz, that too we're not getting right. This is only according to sunnat way. To hold it correctly, that too we're not getting it right. And below the navel. Sometimes we look at the brothers, we think how high the navel is. And it must be a very big navel. But it's above the navel, on the, it's supposed to be below the navel. And not so low also, Hazrat says, that now we don't know whether the hand is so busy below the navel also, whether he's reading namaz or he's doing something else. So, just below the navel, how to hold many, so many years going. But we just can't get that consciousness in salah, how to hold my hand correctly. But when we're flying, Hazrat says, then we say, buckle up. Now you buckle properly. One turbulence we hit. Now we say, la ilaha illallah. Put the seatbelt tight. Ya Allah, save my life. Salah will save your life. Salah will make your life. Just put your hands correctly. Now your salah will come out correctly. Now if I can't stand straight, my feet facing towards the Qibla, four fingers apart to the best of your ability to hold your hand correctly, at least now the takeoff is right. I'm taking off not 35,000 feet above sea level. I'm going to the Arsh of Rahman. To the Arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I have to go in the sunnat mode of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he went to the Arsh of Allah. Now Allah ta'ala will allow me to take off. But my salah isn't taking off, is it? Because the basics are not coming right. Came to my wudu, whether I have miswak, I'm using the miswak or not. That we have to check. That will all enhance my concentration in salah, the value of my namaz. So here salah has to become correct. He says, coolness and contentment of heart is in salah. Then tilawatul Qur'an, recitation of Qur'an Sharif. This two Qur'an is my Qur'an tilawat correct. Am I reading Qur'an Sharif correct? Shouldn't I be reading Qur'an Sharif incorrectly and Qur'an Sharif is cursing me? So this my Qur'an tilawat is correct. It's not the quantity, it's the quality. It is I'm reading every day. Even 2 pages of starting of 3 pages, 5 pages, of, but I'm reading correctly. They slowly increase. The tamanna and the love should be that I want to read more Qur'an Sharif. At least make that dua, Ya Allah. Give me tawfiq to read more Qur'an Sharif. Hazrat mentioned to us recently, make dua for me, Allah Ta'ala, give me good health. Make dua for my Qur'an tilawat. Hazrat is saying, make dua for my Qur'an tilawat. I want to read more Qur'an Sharif. So much love with Allah. I want to talk to Allah about more and more. I want to talk to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Qur'an Sharif is talking to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Qur'an tilawat. Then I have to check my Qur'an tilawat for the day. Then the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, to take the name of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has kept contentment in the name of Allah. Dhikrullah also, that we have to learn. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, walihana dhikr. What can dhikr to make? Not just dry dhikr. Here Hazrat tells us to, we can take this with Allah, 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 Allah. Say, finish 100. Say, no feeling. Call your wife like this. Say, who are you calling? Who are you calling? Say, nicely, call my name nicely. Say, with love. But Allah's name, I'll just take it. One last, one last, one last. What is zikr that is? Say, subhanallah. My Allah is pure of all faults. I'm saying, subhanallah, from the bottom of my heart, that ha must come of subhanallah. To the subhanallah, will make Allah more pure and clean. It will purify your heart. By saying, Allah is pure, Allah purify your heart. Say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Will not make Allah greater, but Allah will give you respect and dignity and honor in the eyes of the people. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Praise belongs to Allah. Doesn't make any difference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give you such sifat and qualities, people will praise you. Just taking the name of Allah correctly, for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How to take the name of Allah with muhabbat and love, that too we have to learn. And this is the haqq of Allah, the right of Allah. That I take the name of Allah once a day, I sit down facing the Qibla, close my eyes and how to make the dhikr of Allah. Take the name of dhikr of Allah. Take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhabbat and love. It's for us. It's for the ladies at home also. They Quran tilawat did. Allah has kept His love and contentment of heart in these a'mal. When the reality of this will come, my dear brothers, the reality of Quran tilawat, of salah, of dhikr, then it's very hard to leave it out. Then is I can't leave it. My zikr, I can't leave it. Salah, I want to read in the masjid. Behind the imam, the feeling is different. The virtue is different. Yes, we have musallas also. This muzakara we also have to make. The difference between a musalla and a masjid. A masjid has been made waqf. What do you say? Waqf lillah. We say it's waqf, and it belongs, that piece of land belongs to Allah now. Till qiyamah. Cannot be changed. Once that land, the niyyat, the trustee has made the intention that this land now is waqf lillah, for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the value changes. Value changes automatically. Now that piece of earth is connected to Baytullah, to the Haram of Makkah al-Mukarrama, and then to the Arsh of Allah, then the rahmat is coming down on that piece of ground. There's a masjid, wa anna al-masajida lillah. The masajid belong to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's a very special place, the masjid. Just to understand the house of Allah, once Harun al-Rashid, who almost entire continent belonged to him, and more than that, something happened between him and his wife. And he told her, by tomorrow Subuh Sadiq Fajr time, if you're not out of my kingdom, 3 talaqs for you. Now she was bewildered. To leave the kingdom of Harun al-Rashid, if I leave now also, by Fajr time I'll still be within his kingdom. Such a vast kingdom. Call all the fuqaha, she called the ulama, we got a maslana. He already mentioned this, what do I do? He said, you got no hope. Even if you leave now, the fastest horse, you still won't be out of his kingdom by Fajr time. What do I do then? So, one of the great Hanafi fuqaha were there, he said, very simple, spend the night in the masjid and come out after Fajr namaz. He said, but that land belongs to him. He said, no, wa anna al-masajid lillah. The masajid belong to Allah. Doesn't belong to Harun al-Rashid. Masajid belong to Allah. Doesn't belong to any king. So, he made hal of the entire masla. It was a solution. So the house of Allah, the effect is different. When you enter the house of Allah, right leg. They will read about du'as. When you enter the house of Allah, need for i'tikaf. Malaika making du'a for you. Salah is time 27. This reward is enough for the musalla. Musalla is like how a person reads at home also. Same thing is a musalla. Just few people got together, we make a jama'at there. That now is like a last resort for a person to say, amateur novice, is starting namaz now. Okay, around down the road on musalla, goes away there, till it becomes the habitual of namaz. Now the feeling in the masjid is different. Feeling in the masjid is different, the ruhaniyat is different, malaika are there also. So yes, we have musallas there to make it easy for us to perform our namaz. We're getting late, okay, the musalla is there. I'm a bit tired right now, I can't make it to the masjid, I've got to take out the car, I'll just walk to the musalla. Okay. But the reality of salah is to come to the house of Allah, which is stipulated and only for the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. These are the amal. But unfortunately, as we're reading this interpretation of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is that being who sends sustenance to His servant from such places where he never imagined, even though he does not earn. And the third meaning of the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Al-Ba'ith, is the being who will resurrect those who are in the graves for reckoning. Just to discuss this point of sustenance and rosy, my dear brothers, we'll read from Ma'arif al-Quran, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayh, as we've been discussing many times, what's the default mode of life? Right? As we mentioned, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Allah ta'ala made insan to live in difficulty. And we mentioned this many times, the whole tafsir, that how difficult life is for insan to come into this world. Mother went 9 months of taklif. Then to give birth to him. It was either her life or his life. But she brought him into this world. Then she had to suckle him, take care of him. He's eating solids, milk, everything. Her eating became secondary, sleeping became secondary, her bathing became secondary. Everything is a little baby first, that little human being. So the entire life is taklif and difficult. Then also we mentioned that child sometime rolled out of the bed, off the bed, he got hurt, he got gashed. Say, ma'asum bacha, sinless baby, how he got hurt? Allah system, dunya is a place of difficulty. everything. Then it goes on. Then they say the difficult part now is what he's going to do in life, sustenance, what work is it, what job, fikr. Entire life is difficult. So dunya is a place of difficulty. Here and there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives his bounties and ni'mats. And what we're enjoying is not normal. Our lifestyle in South Africa is not normal. Our kabiris say, we are enjoying every ni'mat of Allah to the fullest. Whether eating, drinking, the variety. That even foreigners come into the country, when the Dasturkhan is set out, and they just see the variety, just to say, of biscuits. And we say, all homemade. They can't believe it. All this is made in people's homes. They've got bakeries at home. They said, no, women folk have fingers for these things. They can't believe it. It's different design, color, shades, taste. In our country, you just go buy it. Yeah, you make everything at home. Alhamdulillah, Allah's puzzle. So the variety Allah Pak has given us. The vehicles, the cars, the homes, the comforts. So our life is not normal. We have to understand it, and our wives have to understand it. That's why our life should only be shukr. No complaint. Only shukr and thanking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but then too, the hearts are not getting full. Hadith Sharif says, لو أن لابن آدم واديا من ذهب. If Ibn Adam had a gold of silver, he will wish for a second gold of silver. He made one bar, he wants a second bar. He got 2 million, he wants 3 million. It doesn't end. وَلَا يَمْلَى فَاهُ إِلَّا التَّرَابُ. The only thing that fill his belly and his mouth will be the sand of the qabr. Now he say enough now. Yes, different thing. Allah has opened avenues for him. Without chasing it, Allah Pak is sending it. And for every deal he's making right, 5%, 10% lillah. 1/3 of it is going in charity. Alhamdulillah, he's a charitable organization now. That's what his business has become. A business of charity and spending in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And whatever he's making also, that too he's using it for himself to move in the path of Allah. That's what Sahaba radiallahu anhum were. Then when it comes to marriage also, what is the default mode of marriage? We mentioned last week the default mode of insan. Kullu bani Adam khata'un. Every son of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, is a sinner by default. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. He also has it explained to us. Allah Ta'ala put into the heart of insan, into his nafs. First Allah put fujuraha, sin. Allah Ta'ala put in nafs, in the heart of insan, the inclination towards guna and sin. وَتَقْوَاهَا. When you suppress the sin, then you'll get taqwa. So the sin has to be there. The challenge has to be there. Because this life is darul imtila. Darul imtihan is a place of test. So the test will be there when the nafs is going that way. Now he suppresses it. He asks Allah Ta'ala for help. Now he'll get taqwa. So default mode of insan is a sinner. Then Allah Ta'ala gives opportunity to become pious, become muttaqi, become the friend of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It's a lifetime journey to become the friend of Allah, but it's an enjoyable path. When it comes to marriage, what's the default? We heard now that marriage is a bed of roses. But we're still looking for the roses. Illa mashallah. They say that marriage is a bed of thorns. Here and there Allah will give some roses. Alhamdulillah, Allah shukr. Two different individuals, different temperaments, different backgrounds, different upbringing. But with all this media and all this fiction, books and novels we're reading, married life is supposed to be like this. I don't know what's wrong with my husband. He doesn't know what's wrong with the wife. Like Hazrat gives an example also. Subhanallah, all this we learn from our honorable Shaykh. Allah keep him with afiyat. He says when it comes to the Western world, it's happening to us also. And Allah Ta'ala save us. Then now us will go dating. Now we've got a halal dating app. How they made a halal dating app? Allah rahm kare. That they made dating, only dating app we know is a khajur. That we know is halal. But now they made all these things halal. So let's see, first time the boy will go, then the girl see him second time. Then he will see her third time. What they want to see, Allah jane. But they say, no, we need to get to one another. Hear her voice with a squeaky voice, whether it's too high pitched, low pitched. Then I didn't see him properly also. So all the season, you just got to get to know the temperament. Then I'm happy after that. But the reality is, my dear brothers, ask a brother married 20, 25, 30 years. But you understand your wife still? Say, Mawlana, I'm still learning. Still haven't mastered it. But you want to mulaqat, it's not going to happen. Because we made to believe that married life is supposed to be a bed of roses. It's an amanat. It's a sunnat. It's an ibadat. It's a honeymoon. Is that just some romance and yes, we know now being is romance. Where the romance comes, finance also. Is that for free? So they made it romance. So without romance, but it comes with finance. Now everything cost me. And sunnah nikah is aysaru ma'unatan, a'azamu barakatan. The most amount of barakat, spend the less. Allah will give barakat in muhabbat now. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً. Allah Pak says, I'll create muhabbat now. Muhabbat and love without finance. Without finance. Where you, just being with you, my husband, I'm happy. Put me in a tin shanty, put me in a palatial home, it doesn't matter. As long as I'm just with you. Alhamdulillah. There's happiness enough. But now everything is on things. If I have these things, then I'll be happy. And have a beautiful wife or a good husband also. But then too, not happy. Why? We don't have this, we don't have that. In the old days, it was just the husband and the wife were into one another. Allah Ta'ala created that muhabbat and love. Not based on things. Based on being a human. My husband is an insan. He loves me. He shows me compassion. He gives me time. He respects muhabbat. Wherever he puts me, I don't care. I'm happy. Just to be with him, I'm happy. To have one cup of tea with him, I'm happy. Whether there's sugar in the tea or no sugar also. We're just happy being together. That was muhabbat. Nowadays it's no more like that. Now we can be in a 5-star coffee shop also. But then to both are sulky. Nobody's talking right now. Nobody's talking right now. What happened? No, he didn't buy me this. He didn't take me shopping. But one coffee costs so much, Allah jane, but we're drinking it. We're not happy still. So it shows we connect the happiness to things of dunya. So when it comes to nikah also, the reality is in ibadat. And what's ibadat? Ibadat is something that is a challenge. To read Salah is a challenge. To open Quran Sharif is a challenge. Ibadat Allah Ta'ala made it, you have a choice. Do or not to do. If you do, you'll be rewarded. If you don't do, you'll be punished. So nikah also is an ibadat. So ibadat, there's restrictions. In Salah, there's restriction. That's why in Salah, we get the reward of fasting, because you can't eat. You get the reward of Hajj also, because in Hajj is movement, Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafah. Here also you're moving. Then you get the reward of spending in the path of Allah, because you're going to pay for your clothing, you're going to pay for the water, petrol. So all the rewards in Salah is an ibadat. So all these things are in nikah, same thing. You got to pay, you got to move. Allah Ta'ala is an ibadat. It's not difficult, it's not easy. Everything is difficult. When it comes to Hajj and Umrah also, when you make intention, Allahumma inni yuridu al-umrata fayassir hali. Ya Allah, I intend to make Umrah, make it easy for me. Wa taqabbalha minni. Then Ya Allah, accept it from me. Fuqaha mentioned also in Hidayah that why this dua, wa yassirha? For Salah, we don't make this niyat. Salah is one place. When it comes to Umrah and Hajj, we're a move. It's difficult. So Allah, make it easy for me. Allah, make it easy for me. So all these are ibadah. There's a test in it. So when I'm getting to nikah also, is a test. So for that also, it's not just easy. Yes, it's a difficult journey to understand one another, to compromise, to overlook, to forgive. Allah gives muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala creates muhabbat, then after 45, 50, we're getting old now, then Allah Ta'ala creates rahmat. Allah's tartib of Quran Sharif. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. In the beginning is mawaddat and love, in the end is rahmat. Now I overlook her. Now I won't embarrass her. Now I won't shout her. Not like the old Baji and Oma, they came for counseling, over 80 years old. And then the old Opa asked me, he says, what's the rights of the wife? Over the husband, she must be obedient, isn't it? I said, Dada Baji, now. So she said, all these on my back. Why you told the maid this? Why you told the maid that? Why you taking so much medication? All day behind the umana in the house. No rahmat now. No rahmat. Where now should be rahmat, enjoying oneself. Now, as I said, having coffee together, having tea together, and eating badam together, but there's no teeth there. We're trying to swallow, we're trying to bite it, but we're enjoying ourselves. We're enjoying ourselves with nothing right now. We are happy together. This is getting old together. What do you find? We're getting old, now is more taklif. Now there's more fight. Children don't want to be in the house. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. So this is the default mode. Nikah is like that. So we get some rose away, alhamdulillah. Then husband will buy some, Allah shukr, Allah, I don't deserve it, alhamdulillah. But we appreciate, she appreciates. When it comes to sustenance also, my dear brothers, what is the system of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? This is beautiful two ayats we'll just discuss, inshallah. Mufti Shafi Sahib has mentioned this, we'll read it, inshallah, just to understand. When it comes to dunya also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. حتى إذا فرحوا بما أوتوا أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبلسون. عجيب آيات. There's two آيات Allah Ta'ala explains, rosy and sustenance. Now, because we haven't asked, we haven't studied, we haven't gone to the ulama ikram, now we're having difficulties, rosy, sustenance, things are opening up, etc. What's the problem? Sometimes too much is opening. Now we are afraid, Ya Allah, so much is coming, is it a test? It's so easy right now, I'm hardly doing any work, and it's just flowing, it's just coming in. Now is it barakat or no barakat? Translation of the ayat, that thereafter, when they forgot the advice they were given, so the advice was given to them, about the warnings of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that your life is for the ibadat of Allah. Primarily, Allah Ta'ala made you for His ibadat, for His worship, not for the sake of dunya. Allah Ta'ala made the brain to think deen. Allah Ta'ala made the head to make sajda. Allah Ta'ala made the back and the knees to bend, to make ruku, to make sajda, to worship Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Everything else is secondary. But they forgot this. When they get into dunya, they forget it all of a sudden. What they were advised about. Then Allah Ta'ala says, understand, when they forgot the advice they were given, we open for them the doors of everything. Ajib. We open the doors of everything. For the فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَوَّابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Now, this means that he was in the disobedience of Allah. Salah not on time, last minute, not making for namaz, sleeping through fajr namaz. Hey, but things are opening up. Business is running. What he'll think now? Allah loves me. And people believe also. People believe also. Look at that person. He's hardly in the masjid, but his business is moving. Can't believe, opening a second shop and a third shop. Allah is blessing him, but no namaz. And they say to not really namaz, but he's making it big. But understand the system of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We open for them doors of everything, until when they became proud. When they became proud, like Qarun. All this belongs to me, I made it, my empire. So they became proud of what they were given. We seized them suddenly. We seize them suddenly. And they were left in despair. How will we seize them? Not necessary. Hazrat says also, we'll take the business away. The first thing we'll take away is sukoon of their heart. Like somebody came to Sathani Rahmatullah, gave him a big parcel of money. Hazrat says, you must be a very rich man. He said, yes, Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala has blessed me. He said, but you're still working. I'm still working. You need more money. He said, yes, I still need more money. You're a poor man, then you better take this back. You're a poor man, I don't need it. Alhamdulillah, I'm very contented. If you still need more, then you better take this money back. Tafsir of the ayat commentary. As for the statement, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, we open for them the doors of everything, which appears in this ayat, it warns human beings at large that no one should be deceived by seeing the affluence of people or groups and hasten to the conclusion that these were the people on the correct path and that their life was a model of success. Now we study this person's model of business, how he set it up and how he's making it big, etc., etc., etc. All this. Whether he's sleeping at night, how he's sleeping at night, whether he's in his medication, whether he's in his medication to wake up also. So all that now, we're only seeing the picture what the media is portraying. So say, don't be deceived. One should never forget that amongst them, there could be some of those disobedient ones who have been picked out to be seized with sudden and grave punishment as a sample for mankind. Allah Ta'ala will seize him and I will make a sample of him. What an empire he had. What happened all overnight? Overnight, everything just went away. All the contracts just disappeared. Therefore, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, when you see the blessings and wealth, when you see the blessings and wealth raining upon someone, though he is in deep sin and disobedience, then know that he is being led into destruction. Allah save us. This is called istidraj. Istidraj. Allah is opening, giving him. And with the wealth Allah Pak is giving him, Allah is getting more into bigger sins. Simple example we give, those that might understand, that initially he had nothing in the house. Then slowly he made it. Now he bought a small black and white one, box, shaitan box. Then he bought a color one. Then he became bigger and bigger. Then he bought a big one now, making big money. And finally he came to the stage now that every room became a cinema. He said, this is life. Surround sound. Now he's got a theater room in the house. Invite everybody. Now you got a pool room and play room and everything. Before he didn't have it. I said, Allah bless me. Allah shukr. Living it up now. I said, no. This is given, Allah is luring him right now and giving him leeway. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, then know that he is being lured into destruction. istidraj, that is his affluence is an indicator of his being seized in punishment. So this wealth is really not a ni'mah to him, it's a punishment for him actually, but he thinks now is a blessing from Allah. Following a narration from Hazrat Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to have a nation survive and grow, ajib, when Allah ta'ala wills for a nation to survive and grow, He creates in them two qualities. Whether it's a nation, we can apply to ourselves, our families also. Allah ta'ala gives the two things. Moderation in everything they do. Moderation, Allah ta'ala wants them to grow. Listen again. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when Allah ta'ala wills to have a nation survive and grow, this empire will survive. And it will grow. It will survive through generations and it will grow. It will grow for the right reasons also. Allah will create the men in the family to continue this. Like we met one alim. To understand empire now, we think only of wealth. We met one alim in Afghanistan. He says, alhamdulillah, in my family, 12 generations of ulama. 12 generations of ulama. This is wealth. This is wealth, subhanallah. So he says, Allah ta'ala grants them moderation in everything they do. Whether spending, whether going out, whether holidays, moderation. If we have to go, we mentioned Monday, but it wasn't recorded. Moderation, what it means now? And we just explain a bit also. Yes, we have the holiday season coming right now. December will come, October will come, then the maids won't come. Now what do we do? So what do we do right now? We need to go out. We need to go out and understand. When Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahimullah explained child psychology. And he says the prince started crying one day, little boy. So father asked him, what you want? He said, I want an elephant. Mujhe chati chahiye. Mujhe hati chahiye. I want an elephant. So the king told the keeper of the royal zoo, bring him an elephant. So he brought one royal elephant for him. The boy looking at it. Then he started crying again. He said, what you want? He said, I want a water gun. I want to spray the animal. So he said, now water gun, where are you going to get one from? So he bought him one water gun, brought it, bring with the elephant. After some time he's crying again. Bacha, what you want now? He said, I want to put the elephant in the gun. He said, all right. You the king, do it. He said, can't do it. There was an alim there, he didn't understand. He says he wants an elephant. You thinking on your level. He wants a play elephant. Buy one small toy, he'll be happy. He can't play with this big elephant. Now the small elephant that you bought him will put in the small gun. And job is done. But you, your psychology now is adult psychology. Children in the holiday, what they want to do? They want to play. They want to play. And as you mentioned, Monday night also, what they want to play? Buy them one trampoline, let them jump a little bit. But now we give them gadgets. So no more physical exercise. Go to a place now with this private, this parada, they not so busy. They need to go out and play and run and jump. But now we're going to take them to the specialized places. Place of play, pop. Place of play, where now I go specialized things. The child won't get fulfilled. We play now, simple games with hardly any money. But hardly, it didn't cost anything, some stones, one can. Draw something on the floor and start jumping a little bit. And the whole thing was for the parents to make us tired, so by Isha time we sleep away. Give the child that game on the cell phone, he's not going to sleep the night. Then you hear him 12 o'clock in the kitchen, what are you doing now? But you will allow him to sleep. Before, the whole maqsad was get the child tired, so after Isha, mother and father can relax. So this we can do local also. Take the local and try it, my dear brothers. If we have to go out, go somewhere local, the right way is a bit secluded, is quiet, where we don't have to see people, and let the children play outside. What all the wife wants is the husband's time. But now, we take them to places where we don't even get their time because now they want their finance. Let's go to the mall shopping. Now you know, go holiday for shopping, or you want to spend time with me. The whole thing is spend time together as a family. But now we go to places where she wants to go, then doesn't mean spending time together. Where the children want to go, then they're sitting in the room, they're playing. And there's no family time. Then they come back home, they complain, now you're going back to the shop now. You didn't give us any time. But we went out together. But we didn't spend time together. We didn't spend, the whole thing, spend time together as a family. We didn't get time. This is what we call, this holiday now, Hazrat says, the change of ibadat. The whole year I worked for my family to earn a halal income. Now I just change ibadat to make khidmat of my family. Now the khidmat of my family is what? Give the card and go shopping. Because there's no khidmat there. Children give them a gadget, they sit whole day in the room. And what they'll cry for? Wi-Fi is not working. Wi-Fi is not working. Who already got spoiled? Wi-Fi wasn't working. The whole thing is to spend time as a family. Go out together, we sit, we eat together. Usually I'm rushing right now. Now we can sit, we can eat, we can play, let the children play. And we have also, you got our namaz time, zikr time, this time. Not heavy tartib. Now we don't suffer right now. So we make mashwara how much to do, what to do. That was a holiday. We really spend time together. We showed muhabbat, we showed love. That is a real holiday. What they've given us is not a holiday. It's more work for us. For the men also now, we have to go shopping, what they say, carry the bag also. Now we've got to pull bag, to pull that bag up. Now he became a porter. Now you've got a porter job now. That's what you're doing. He became a porter. Oh, you became one, what do you call it, hippie, carrying a bag on his back now, you've got to pull that bag up. And now he's sitting outside the shop making zikr now. And then he just sees so much he spent in Allah. Now double the istighfar. The Allah need more barakat. It's not a holiday. Holiday when we go somewhere local also. So much we are spending, better we buy something local. Make it parada, make it alhamdulillah, all the facilities are there. We can spend time together and we can laugh together. And now we really feel we had a good holiday. We didn't have to spend so much also. And Allah Ta'ala give the half. We were spending so much. Now we can spend half. Let's send some other family for holiday. Let's send them for Umrah at least. Let them go see Makkah, Medina Sharif. What du'as they'll make for us. What du'as they will make for us, we never thought we'll go. And now we're getting such deals for Umrah also. We know that family member, they're never going to go. They're already in the 50s now. Right? They're living hand to mouth. Chalo, we cut ours half. Let's give it to them. What du'as they'll make at the Kaaba Sharif for you. Rodha Mubarak, what they'll cry for you, they'll take your name also. And what an investment you made. What a holiday this was. Allah give us understanding. When Allah Ta'ala wants to have a nation survive and grow, He creates in them two qualities. Moderation in everything they do, and the second thing, modesty and chastity. Now I ask my dear brothers, what's happening to us right now? What is the chastity? The haya is gone. The haya is gone, modesty in speech. How I speak to my wife, how she speaks to me, that modesty is gone. Modesty in looking also, the way I look at my wife, the way she looks at me, whether with the attitude, whether I look at my parents with attitude, whether they look at me like we're just tired of one another. So that haya in looking also is gone. Haya in speech is gone. Haya in ears listening. Ghibat, haram, music, and all these things, that way is gone. Haya in the eyes, all is part of haya. Now once we board the plane and you don't have taqwa, all the haya is gone. The big screen is there, haya the eyes are gone. She's looking at the screen, children looking at the screen, he looking at the air hostess, and haya is gone. Whether in meals also, now whether we're going to order the food there, whether it's 100% halal or not, ask brothers in the Middle East. Then we ask them also, they say, everything halal, kullu halal. So ask them, what is halal? Say, Shaykh halal? Say, Bismillah, it becomes halal. فَكُلُوا إِمَّا ذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Eat from that which you say Bismillah upon. Eat from that which you say Bismillah upon refers to the animal Bismillah. They say no, the food. The food may be haram, but you say Bismillah upon it becomes halal. That's the concept of halal. What do you say? No, he said it's halal. He said, they don't know what is the concept of halal. So these things now we are going through right now. Whereas we have tayyib, halal food, the wife cooked, she took the food, alhamdulillah, we're enjoying ourselves. And there nobody's looking at us, we can relax, we can enjoy ourselves. So haya. So I ask my dear brothers, whether moderation is out of the window, chastity and haya, and modesty and chastity, that too is gone. Our young daughters we're taking also. And believe me, before we had even, sometimes the young girls would message, young boys they would message and they would say also, 16, 17 year old boy. You will message and you will say, the worst time of my life, the most difficult time of my life is when you go for Umrah. So why? He says, how are you going to control your eyes? The young girl says, I can't control my eyes. Men are wearing ihram. Now what we think? We think, no, my daughter, she's still small. I asked you, 16, you were small, boy. You knew everything that time. We think, no, she's still small. They don't know anything. Sab kuch jante hai. They know everything already. Now it's a test for them. How want to make Umrah? How want to make Tawaf? Now they're going in the elevator. Young boy is there. Young girl is there. How is he going to control his eyes? He got access to internet. It's free right now. The Mubarak lands. The boy say, I can't control myself. There too also I'm abusing myself. Right there in Medina Sharif. In Makkah Sharif. Hotel environment is that of deen. Is that of deen? Then the morning breakfast you're going. Rubbing shoulders with young girls also. How they come dressed sometimes. No scarf. Come in pajamas. How the young boy is going to control himself? But the parents feel no, everything is alright. Nothing serious. But it's happening. Now instead of coming back with taqwa, things are worse right now. The whole heart is upside down. So modesty. So here, the Sahabi radiallahu anhu, Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu says, when Allah Ta'ala wills to have a nation survive and grow, He creates in them two qualities. Moderation in everything they do, and modesty and chastity. That is abstinence from indulging in what is not right. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to destroy a nation, Allah Pak save us, He opens for them the doors of breach of faith, khiyanat, where they begin now to cheat in the things Allah ta'ala has given them. Allah has given wealth as an amanat, and they are not using correctly. Allah ta'ala has given him family, He's not putting them in the correct place. Allah has given him faculties, and they also there's khiyanat in that. Allah wants to destroy him. And the thing is, no, I'm free. What's going to happen? I can pay myself, I can buy myself out. So he said, Allah Ta'ala opens the doors of breach of faith, khiyanat. That is, they appear to be successful in the world despite the breaches of faith and wrongdoings. Allah wants to destroy him. Now I ask you, my dear brothers, what's our holidays about? Is it this? That everything is going wrong. That my Qurta will come out also. Others say sometime, we will come from out of town to Durban beaches. The Musalli is walking with the wife on the beach, and then he passes somebody with a cap, and with hardly a kurta, he says, Imam Sahib is here. Can't recognize Imam Sahib also. Imam Sahib's kurta shrank, he took a guru on hood in front also, and he says, Imam Sahib, it's on holiday, no? He says, even the kurta takes a holiday. Kurta took the holiday because the maid went on holiday. Who's an eye in the kurta? He says, everything goes on holiday. The parada went on holiday also, the kurta went. He says, what happened to the ummat? What happened to the ummah? Just when one silly season comes now we have to do all these silly things. But the qabr is waiting. So this is now, when Allah Ta'ala opens the rosy upon a person, he should not think that now this is only success. How am I using it right now? We'll just conclude with the second ayat, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Translation of the ayat. And if the people of the towns believed and feared Allah, iman and taqwa. If they believe in Allah, آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. So they believed in Allah and they feared Allah, we would have opened for them blessings from the heavens and the earth. First ayat, we'll open for them the doors of everything, but we're going to catch them. Here Allah Ta'ala says, we'll open for them blessings. See, barakat. Barakati min as-sama, not figures. Allah will open barakat. Barakat from the heavens and the earth, but they disbelieved. If only they had iman and taqwa, but they disbelieved. So we seize them for what they used to earn for themselves. Their own rosy became a wabal for them. We'll read the tafsir quickly. The Arabic word barakah, used in this verse and translated as blessing, signifies increase of growth. Increase or growth. Increase or growth. The expression blessing of the heaven and the earth refers to all means of prosperity. Allah said, we'll open it for them. Iman and taqwa will open it for them, prosperity. Like proper and timely rain from the heavens. For us, what's timely? The container will come on time. Supplier will send it on time. I need the goods now, he'll send it before time also. Yeah, I got sukoon, I can read my namaz properly. Now he'll send it namaz time. It'll come on time. So whatever we are, whatever field it is, whether customers, whether rentals, whether tenants, it all come on time. Allah says, barakat will come. You won't have to chase it also. They'll phone you. Hey, you got a space for me. Please then, let me know when you got an empty space. I need a... And whatever the rental is, say, subhanallah, I never thought it will happen like that. And now it's happening. So barakat min as-samai wal-ard. So mufassirin say, the expression blessing of the heaven and the earth refers to all means of prosperity, like proper and timely rain from the heavens, the clouds, abundant and healthy produce of the earth, and above all, carefree enjoyment from their possessions with no anxiety to spoil the pleasure of things. Nothing. Whether the maids are gone also, alhamdulillah. We all are taking part in the house and enjoying ourselves also. For a change now we're doing some domestic chores which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to do at home also. So above all, carefree enjoyment, no fear. Carefree enjoyment from their possess, what they own, what they earn right now, from there they will enjoy themselves with no anxiety. With no anxiety, today we have anxiety. Masturat will anxiety also. Have everything, but still they got anxiety. You got to keep them calm, keep them calm. With no anxiety, to spoil the pleasure of things. Barakat will be in your akhlaq also. And the wife is that afraid now, what is he going to say? We're having a good time right now, but he'll open his mouth. Oh, he'll say, I don't know what she's going to say, tell me next. No anxiety. We'll just enjoy it. As we hear so many couples in for honeymoon, but they say the honey got spoiled. We didn't see the moon also. On the first night we started fighting. On the first night we started fighting. One, and why? Because she was overweight. I told her pack only 20 kilos, but no, that vanity bag was so big. And on the return trip was even worse. The whole holiday got spoiled. So many youngsters come. The whole holiday, I didn't realize she had such an attitude. And she said, I didn't realize he was such a kanjus. Didn't want to spend. Just got 150 rand for another bag. Didn't want to buy it, but he bought me everything else. But he says, no, there's no place. You must carry it. I'm not carrying everything. Just first time I saw attitude of a man like that. Everything got spoiled. Now she comes home, she's got anxiety. He's got anxiety. It's a reality, my dear brothers. Everything is there, but nobody's happy. That is, everything would have been blessed and with barakah. The barakah manifests itself in two different ways. Sometimes the thing itself increases in quantity. This is barakah. The thing itself increases in quantity, as is reported, happening with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that a large number of people drank from a small bowl of water or milk and was satiated, or the whole army was fed to the satisfaction from a small quantity of food. Jabir bin Abdullah, right, he slaughtered one goat, 1,000 sahaba ikram ate. What barakat, subhanallah. What barakat. This is now barakat, Rozi. This is barakat life. So Allah Ta'ala fed them. Sometimes the quantity of things does not increase, but its usefulness or its efficiency is increased manifold. It is usually observed that a certain thing in our household lasts as long or benefits as many people as would have done three or four things of the same kind. But it's carrying on generations, as I mentioned last week. Alright, the freezer came from daddy's time, still coming. What a big noise is making, but still operating. He bought the new one, 2-year warranty. This one is 50 years carrying on still. They say, barakat. He's doing the job, alhamdulillah. Qurbani time come, we can full it up. At this size, you don't get any more also. Now it's half the size, double the price, 2-year warranty. And then too, he's leaking so much of water. This one is carrying on, alhamdulillah. Barakat. He's still carrying on. That is to say, certain things yield lasting benefit to people, while certain other things do not, or hardly serve people, either due to being damaged by accident or not being accessible in times of need. For example, sometimes a single morsel of food becomes a source of great strength and health, while in some other times a large amount of food produces no results. The food poisoning now. And they eat simple food, join the Jamaat. What they gave him? Beans. They gave him, they made his tashkil, and they buttered him up. So they buttered him up, then they jammed him, and took him in the path of Allah, and then they gave him beans. And they say, what a tashkil it was. Subhanallah, that just that bread, little bit. Have you know, my dear brothers? You go to the ishtima also, it's not five-star breakfast, but I will eat the jam, with the little pieces of roti. Say, hey, it's so tasty. Bring another cup of tea, boy. We still want to have more. Barakat. There's so much there, but how are you? And at home, the egg didn't come out right. Oh, the yolk was too hard. Oh, this thing was like that. But we go in the path of Allah, how we enjoy it. That is barakat. That is, the morsel of food and period of time remained as they were. The effect and benefit was, however, enhanced many times. This ayat of Quran Sharif has implicitly expressed that barakah in all the heavenly and earthly things can be achieved through taqwa and iman. While in the absence of these two, one is deprived of barakah. When we take in view the circumstances prevailing in today's world, we notice the fact that the net produce of the earth comparably is far more than ever before. Much more than before, the farming and the amount of food, etc. Right now, statistics say also that almost 6 billion of good food annually goes to waste in this world. 6 billion tons. 6 billion tons of good food is thrown away. And they say to sustain the earth right now, or to remove, alleviate the poverty of the world, we need half of that. And everybody will get food. But he's just thrown. You know, we go to hotels, eating on the plane, now in the homes also. Child can't eat, just throw it away. Just throw it away. It's rough. It's a wastage. So when you take the circumstances prevailing in today's time, we notice the fact that the net produce of the earth is comparably far more than ever before. The recent inventions are out at our service to ease our life in a way that could not be imagined by past generations. But in spite of this abundance of means and resources, today's man is proportionately worried, depressed, dissatisfied, and as much deprived of peace and comfort as was never before. Old people hardly had, but they were happy. The old Ma at home also, she didn't know how much the man is earning. But she asked, and he would bring it home. Now she knows the password, she knows the username for his bank account, and she's living in anxiety. Just now he's getting below this amount. What's going to happen next? Before they never knew, and they were contented. What has deprived today's man of peace and comfort? No explanation can be given to this question except that barakah is missing from these things. Another point which demands our attention here is that prosperity, good health, and worldly possessions are not necessarily a sign of favor and blessings from Allah. That a person has these things, so Allah's ni'mat is on him, not necessarily. The blessing from Allah, sometimes these things are given to man out of anger, as has been made clear in another ayat of the Quran Sharif, we open the doors of everything. And thereafter they were suddenly caught by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inshallah we'll continue with this tafsir next week inshallah. Time has gone quite late also. Allah ta'ala give us understanding that we should not be deceived. When you see the kuffar, or even some believers, so to say, enjoying life, the disobedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then we say that is life. That's not life. Not necessarily they are happy. Allah ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. Let's make a short zikr and dua, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله
Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah purify our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah give us your connection and your nisbat, O my Allah. Ya Allah grant us a dard de dil, O my Allah. Give us iman and taqwa, O my Allah. Give us barakat in our iman, barakat in our amal. Ya Allah barakat in our taqwa, iman and amal. Barakat in our homes, in our businesses, in our salah, in our Quran tilawat, in our dhikr, in all our amal, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Allah, save us from haram, O my Allah. Save us from layani, O my Allah. For wasting our lives and our time, O my Allah. Allah, make us through khadims of deen, O my Allah. Accept our health, our wealth, our time, our faculties, our businesses, our homes. Allah, our conveyances, our families and our children, Allah, for the khidmat of deen, O my Allah. O my Allah, you sent us only for your ibadat, O my Allah. Give us the understanding, O my Allah. Save us, O my Allah, from running away from you, O my Allah. Keep us close to you. Allah, teach us every sunnah of Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us love for every sunnah. Amal upon every sunnah. Accept our health, our wealth, our time, our lives in the khidmat of the sunnah, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us a hidayat, give our children hidayat. Fill our homes with barakat and nur and iman and amal of iman. O Kareem Rahim Allah, accept all the jamaahs that are moving in the path of Allah. Make our ishtimaa great success, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let nur come into every home, Ya Allah. Into every child's heart, into every adult, O my Allah. O may iman come, taqwa come, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, the realization, Ya Allah, the understanding of deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. To barakat of this ishtimaa, O my Allah. Let nur prevail, let batil be broken in the world, O my Allah. All the avenues of sin, of haram, riba and zina, Ya Allah, and all your commandments that are broken, O my Allah, close all the avenues, O my Allah. Ya Allah, open the barakat of sama and ard, O my Allah, the barakat of the skies and the earth. All the avenues of deen, Ya Allah, open it, make it easy for us. Ya Allah, that environment prevail in Madinatul Munawwara. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Allah, such a beautiful environment, O my Allah, of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, where iman was the main thing, amal and taqwa, and moving in the path of Allah. Ya Allah, this was a sustenance, O my Allah. This was a day and night, O my Allah. Akhirat is the goal, O my Allah. Ya Allah, your pleasure was supreme, O my Allah. Ya Allah, this environment once again, Ya Allah, be recreated, O my Allah, in every home, in every masjid, in every locality, O my Allah. But to practice about neen becomes easy, O Kareem and Rahim Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, O my Allah. Accept us for the khidmat of deen, O Kareem and Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, grant all our elders good health, afiyat, sihat and salamat, O my Allah. Your honorable Shaykh, and all our satiza, our parents, our brothers, our sisters, and all those that are ill. And sikku, O my Allah, grant them shifaya, ajil, kamil, mustamir. Save us from hospitals, save us from diseases, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good health, O my Allah, to make your ibadat, O my Allah, to strive for your deen, O my Allah. All those in debt, remove the debt, crush it, O my Allah. Save them from the banks, save us from the banks, and riba, O my Allah. Give plenty of barakat, halal sustenance, and rosy, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant taqwa in our homes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, all those, Ya Allah, marriageable age, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you send for them, Ya Allah, suitable. Ya Allah, pious spouses, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Save us from broken houses, O my Allah. Save us from talaq, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those homes where the hearts are broken, Ya Allah, you mend the hearts, O my Allah. Grant muhabbat and mawaddat and rahmat, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'u al-alim wa tub 'alayna innaka antat tawwab ar-rahim. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين. Inshallah, Jamaat will be leaving tomorrow for 3 days, more or less 3 days. Tomorrow, some cars are leaving by 9 o'clock. Jummah will be in Pangani, inshallah, tomorrow. And the evening program will be in Richards Bay. So Jamaat will leave tomorrow. Many brothers are joining the Jamaat, alhamdulillah, from tomorrow. Then on Yom Sabt, on Saturday, brothers are coming. Saturday evening, they are coming also. Jamaat will return on Sunday morning. And next week is the Ishtima. So we request the brothers, take us some time, inshallah. Some fikr for deen, fikr for our families, some fikr for ourselves. We know what's happening in the world right now. Allah Ta'ala feed the ummah, make it easy for them, and relieve them. Allah Ta'ala give barakat in the iman also. Keep them intact, inshallah, the aqaid, the belief. So Jamaat is going tomorrow. Brothers, don't join the Jamaat. We send the link of the group also. Come with carloads, inshallah. Plenty of work to be done in Pangani, Richards Bay, outlying areas. We can meet, give da'wah towards the Ishtima, inshallah. So Jamaat will be leaving tomorrow. Brothers are coming different times, we can join them also. Our cars are available, we can mention the group, that I can take so many saathis, pool together, where we're going to leave from, what time we're going to leave. But inform us, inshallah, on the group, how many will be coming, inshallah. And also before Jamaat go out, tarteeb also, we learn from the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Before Jamaat go out, we have a hidayat bayan. How to spend our time correctly in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This hidayat bayan was given also in Masjid al-Nabwi. For sahaba ikram, how to spend their time in jihad in the path of Allah. And when the Jamaat is to return, we call it wapsi bayan. A bayan of return. Now you're going back home, how to spend your time, how to preserve the fikr that you have. So inshallah, we just finish our majlis now. Haji Yunus Ismail is here. We're going to give our Jamaat hidayat bayan. Now will take place. Not for very long, inshallah. But this is a time, we understand. But all of us that are going in the path of Allah, we can remain behind, we should remain behind. And those that want to remain behind also, then Haji Sahib will address us, give us the hidayat bayan. Then tomorrow the Jamaat will move. Then Amir Sahib will be appointed for the Jamaat also, inshallah. Brothers are requested to remain behind. The program will start now, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.